This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Americans have been glued to their television sets to see Michael Phelps swim to his 11th gold medal. He became the most decorated Olympic athlete in history. But there are thousands of athletes competing in Beijing, and there are certainly other athletes and events to look forward to. Joining me from Beijing is New York Times reporter Jeri Longman. And tell us, just tonight, what are the big contests we should look forward to and we should watch?
Well, the men's all-around gymnastics competition is a big event, and Phelps will continue swimming through the weekend. But track and field also starts on Friday, which is the most important sport, really, in the Summer Olympics. The most highly anticipated event in China will be the men's 110-meter hurdles. China's most popular Olympian is Liu Jiang, who won the event at the 2004 Athens Olympics but has been hurt and has not competed for several months. He's lost his world record to a Cuban named Deron Robles, so that'll be the big event everyone in China is waiting for next week.
And does he compete against the Americans at all, or does he compete?
Oh, yeah, sure. There's an American named Terrence Trammell who's saying, I hope he's not too depressed when I beat him, and who's, I think, the silver medalist from 2004. So, no, the Americans have all long dominated this event. They're just at the moment, they're not at the top. But this Cuban, Deron Robles, broke the world record last month and is probably considered the favorite. There are a lot of rumors that Liu Jiang is still injured. Well, we won't know until next week.
Okay, we've talked a lot about the men. What about the women? Anything to look forward to there?
Well, yeah, you've got, the gymnastics competition continues, the women's all around and individual events. And then track and field, Allison Felix, a world champion in the 200 meters, will be popular. Sonia Richards looking to win the 400 meters. Those are the two probably biggest American track stars.
All right, so track and field, that really gets underway next week. As for tonight, it's the men's gymnastics and Michael Phelps again?
Yes, the never-ending Michael Phelps saga. And which, interestingly enough, is getting much more subdued attention in China, where it's actually taking place, than it is in the United States. Swimming's not a popular sport in China.
Well, last night the Chinese women won gold in gymnastics, but there's this lingering controversy, it just doesn't seem to go away, that at least two of the gymnasts appear to be younger than the mandatory minimum age of 16.
Right. I reported it a couple of weeks ago in the Times that official records posted on official Chinese government websites and also written about in official Chinese newspapers indicate that at least two of the athletes are 14, not 16, which is the minimum age for Olympic competition. The Chinese have produced since then passports which show that both athletes are 16. There's a third athlete who has admitted on state-run television and is also included in an official report that she admitted being 14 at the 2000 Olympics in Sydney, Australia. The International Olympic Committee said it will look upon that issue after these games, but the possibility stands that she could lose the two bronze medals she won in those games for admitting being underage.
And the IOC, will it investigate these two athletes in the current Olympics?
It says that it's looked into it and that it's done what it could. It received the passports that show they're 16. So I think that issue will die for the moment, unless, and maybe in the future they can come up with something. But for the moment, the International Gymnastics Federation, the International Olympic Committee seem to feel that the issue is resolved.
Jeri Longman is in Beijing for the New York Times reporting on the Olympics. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.